A war of words has erupted between two oil and industry players over who exactly was responsible for paying workers on Buccaneer Energy's jackup rig Endeavor. While the rig sits idle at the Homer Harbor more than 4 months after its arrival in Alaska, a lawsuit between Buccaneer and the Endeavor's former operator, Archer Drilling, has been filed in Texas court. KBBI's Aaron Selbig has the details.
Neither Buccaneer Energy nor Archer Drilling would go on tape for this story, but the clash between the two companies plays out in legal papers and press releases. The trouble started here in Homer last week when plumbers, welders, and other workers who had been contracted to work on the Endeavor jackup rig walked off the job, upset that they hadn't been paid in weeks. Buccaneer, an Australian company founded in 2007 that has its U.S. headquarters in Houston, Texas, immediately came out with a statement blaming the rig's operator, Archer Drilling, for the problem. Jay Marakis of JMR Worldwide, Buccaneer's public relations office, said the company had severed ties with Archer Drilling and had hired a new operator, Spartan Drilling, to oversee the rig. Marakis said Buccaneer considers itself paid in full to Archer and would work to make sure that the rig workers who are owed money would be paid for their services. But a $6 million lawsuit filed in Harris County, Texas Tuesday tells a very different story, claiming that Buccaneer Energy prematurely pushed the 30-year-old jackup rig into service without regard to its decrepit condition. Archer Drilling is suing for money it says is owed for helping to prepare the Endeavor for drilling in Alaska. The language in the lawsuit does not mince words. From the beginning of the two companies' relationship in 2011, the lawsuit says Buccaneer, quote, undermined and underfunded the project. The lawsuit goes on, by favoring wishful thinking over hard facts, Buccaneer turned a blind eye to the amount of time, money, and effort needed to bring such a rig up to operational levels. Archer claims in the lawsuit that the Endeavor had no business leaving Singapore earlier this year before needed work was completed, and Buccaneer's ambitious plans were, quote, matched neither by the funding they provided or the realities of the rig's condition. After more than 70 Homer area workers walked off the job last week, and after several attempts to collect payment, Archer says in the lawsuit that it was the one who terminated its contract with Buccaneer December 13th. The lawsuit demands damages in excess of $6 million and requests a jury trial. Marakis responded Thursday with a press release saying that Archer Drilling never lived up to its end of the bargain and is at least partially to blame for the Endeavor rig's unexpected four-month stay here in Homer. In the release, Buccaneer Finance Director Dean Galagos is quoted as saying he is disappointed to see the matter come to this point, and that Buccaneer was, quote, left with no other choice than to terminate Archer Drilling's work on the Endeavor. Archer's lawsuit, says Galagos, is, quote, entirely without merit. In Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.